Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, July 27th, 2016. You know, the Americans with Disabilities Act became law in 1990. This week makes it, 26 years old. It was signed by President Bush on July 26th. How have we progressed since then? How has the Americans with Disabilities Act provided and served? What has it ensured in those 26 years? We're going to talk about that today and learn how it makes a difference for individuals with disabilities as we talk with our friends from Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. We're very grateful for their support and hope that you find out more about them. You can do that on our website, kfuo.org. Look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section there. Joining me by phone now, Mike Thurtle, President and CEO of Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Mike, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Good morning, Andy. How are you today?
Great. Glad to have this time to talk with you today. I appreciate you and your team sharing with us on the Americans with Disabilities Act. This is, I think, a very important topic that affects many individuals and families. So I appreciate you and your team's expertise on this.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Also joining us by phone today, Mark Hagen, Corporate Director of Public Policy at Bethesda. Mark, welcome.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Mark, this is our first conversation on Faith and Family. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your work as Corporate Director of Public Policy with Bethesda.
Well, I'm proud to support our policy and advocacy efforts here. Prior to coming to Bethesda, I worked for a member of Congress for the House of Representatives. Ironically, the last major piece of legislation we passed before I left the House was the Americans with Disabilities Act. So I'm excited to be with you today to chat about it.
Well, I'm very grateful for your knowledge on this subject. Mike, tell us a little bit about, I know many of our listeners are familiar with Bethesda, but what is Bethesda today, Bethesda Lutheran Communities, and why is it important for us to look out for and make sure that the rights and the needs of individuals with disabilities is something that we're addressing appropriately?
Andy, Bethesda is a team of nearly 4,000 employees that we work across the United States in support of the Lord's mission of serving people and supporting people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And we've been around for well over 100 years and been a proud RSO of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And in our mission, we provide residential services as well as transportation, employment, and education services to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So the focus of the ADA, the anniversary being yesterday, 26 years, is important to our core mission and how we serve people on a daily basis.
And so it's important to care for the individuals with disabilities and their families as well, to make sure that their needs are being met, that they are that they're included in society and all the aspects of life that we as Lutherans embrace, as Christians embrace, that they're a part of the community, that we can do whatever we can to really make sure that a disability doesn't prevent someone from enjoying life and all the things that life and community, especially here in the United States, includes.
That's absolutely true, Andy. And here at Bethesda, we look at people's abilities, not their disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the way we serve and we serve the Lord in this mission, we look at everybody having unique abilities and how they work and they play and they recreate and they serve the Lord. We also celebrate this week because the ADA and the anniversary of that yesterday demonstrates truly that by working together, by locking arms, by holding hands, by working together, that the best life is possible for people of all abilities. And as we carry out our mission and our Christian walk of how we do that, we respect, we work, we pray, we worship together. It's truly a unifying type of a mission how we look at this, and it's appropriate that this week we celebrate the ADA and what that's done in our country, because there's many countries around the globe where people with intellectual developmental disabilities, and in a broader sense, any disabilities, do not get treated the same.
Mark, where do we see the beginnings of the Americans with Disabilities Act? What prompted this?
Well, the Americans with Disabilities Act was viewed necessary to create a civil rights law for people that applied to people with disabilities. Prior to the ADA, that there were a lot of separate bills that dealt with housing, the IDEA Act, which applied to education. And it was very piecemeal. So Congress and the administration decided there needed to be a rule, a regulation that really created a Bill of Rights for all people with physical, mental, and intellectual and developmental disabilities to ensure that the same rights that we all enjoy are enjoyed by those individuals. When it was designed essentially in five main areas: employment support, state and local government services, public accommodations, transportation, and telecommunications. But if you really look at the intent of the ADA, it can be summarized in a statement on Bethesda's own webpage, and that Bethesda is a Christian organization that helps people live the lives they want. And at its essence, that's what the ADA attempts to do.
Who were some of the key figures in the progress of bringing this all the way to a law in 1990?
In the House, it was really Tony Colleo of California. On the Senate, it was Tom Harkin of Iowa and Bob Dole in Kansas. These individuals were really committed to ensuring the rights of people with disabilities and worked hard to push the legislation through. And President Bush was a strong supporter and followed it throughout its journey through the Congress. So he was an enthusiastic supporter of it and, of course, signed it 3 days after it passed the Senate.
Mark, can you give an example of what a difference the ADA makes compared to, what life was like before the Americans with Disabilities Act for someone with a disability and what is ensured for them now with the ADA?
Well, initially, the biggest impact of the ADA was on physical infrastructures in the country. You saw an increase in curb cutouts, in ramps, in elevators installed in buildings. Public transportation invested in a lot of buses that were outfitted for people with disabilities to give them increased access to public transportation. So from an infrastructure technical standpoint, there were some real immediate gains made. It was a bit slower for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. In fact, many of them did not see the benefits of the ADA until 1999 when the Supreme Court in Olmstead ruled that people with disabilities need to be supported in the community in the most integrated setting possible, according to their choices. So for the people Bethesda is privileged to support, the gains were a little slower in coming.
Mike, what does this mean? What does the Americans with Disabilities Act mean for the people served by Bethesda?
Well, a perfect example, Andy, and to follow up what Mark was talking about, out on our website today at BethesdaLutheranCommunities.org, we have a profile of one of our colleagues. Her name is Abby Tessman, and Abby lives in Wisconsin. And she is a colleague of ours, works with Mark and our team, and advocates for people with disabilities, intellectual and developmental disabilities in particular. And she advocates at the Capitol here in Madison. She travels to other areas as well. We have other advocates that we employ. She engages with local and national political leaders. She's a member of several coalitions in Wisconsin to advocate for people with disabilities. And in that advocation, she talks about what empowerment looks like for people with disabilities. She lives this on a day-to-day basis, and she's literally on the Capitol steps every single day working with the public policy leaders in our country to make sure that they fully understand and embrace the kinds of things that Mark at one time as a staff member in Congress worked to make sure that ATA was successful. In fact, out on our website today, we actually just had a donation drive here over the last 24, 48 hours, and Abby's profiled there, and we're raising funds to support her efforts and other advocates' efforts as well. And it's been great. It's been successful. We're excited to get the word out on this.
Can you give an example of what the advocacy like this, what kind of a difference that makes? You know, just the ADA alone, what kind of service or what does that protect for someone with a disability? Maybe someone who's served by Bethesda, but what kind of difference does that make? If we didn't have ADA, what would that mean for that individual?
Well, there's many examples. One in particular that I can think about, I mean, there's obviously the physical access to facilities and buildings. There's the right to work in certain situations. If you've ever seen dogs, like C&I dogs in the workplace, if it wasn't for ADA, those people who cannot see very well would not be able to have those types of dogs to help them out. There's all kinds of examples in society today that we can look at, physical configurations of buildings. I think for most of us, I was born in the late 60s. I mean, I've been in my professional work for the last couple decades. Most of this is so integrated in our society today that I don't think many of us even recognize it any longer. You know, so I think if you were born 100 years ago, you probably would notice it in spades. But today, I think it's been such an integrated way of our life. And like Mark said, this has been around for 26 years, officially integrated. But there was obviously organizations and communities had already started that process. That for many of us, this is just part of the way we live today. And I think that's a beautiful mission story, which is very consistent with how we carry out our mission to serve the Lord, is that everybody is equal. Everybody has abilities. Everybody's part of God's kingdom, and we're all his children together. And I think that's a beautiful message as we think about celebrating the ADA, even though it's a public policy, legal, political kind of process. This is also a mission story for us about how we reach out to people, how we touch people, how we serve people with both our heart and our hands on a daily basis.
Mark, can you give an example of something that looks different today or an example of what difference the ADA has made for an individual?
Well, I think to mirror some of the things that Mike said, when you look in your community, 30, 40 years ago, you wouldn't have seen people with disabilities on a public bus. More than likely, you wouldn't have seen them in the classroom. It would have been very difficult for them to be in a grocery store or a department store. So the fact that when we go out, it's just the natural fabric of our community, I think really speaks volumes to the success of the ADA.
Sure. Something as simple as maybe a crosswalk. How that looks different because of the importance of providing for accommodations for individuals with disabilities.
Absolutely.
You know, something that that I noticed more so when I lived in the Chicago area, crosswalks that have audible signals, you know, at the intersection or where the traffic light would be. Now there's an audible signal so that those who are blind or visually impaired can hear when it's time to cross.
Certainly.
How have we made progress in 26 years with the ADA, Mark?
In addition to having people included in everyday life, I think it's just caused a lot of people to think about how they interact with people with disabilities and how they include them in parts of their own lives, neighbors. Inviting them to church, to worship service, to Bible studies. Because for a long time before the ADA, an awful lot of people, specifically people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, were supported in large state institutions where they were separate from the general population. And when those individuals started being supported in group homes and apartments or moved back home, a lot of people who never had access or had personal relationships with people with disabilities were learning something new. So it was really one of the real values of Bethesda is some of our outreach programs in churches and communities where, you know, we work with people on how to interact because people by nature are very good-hearted. And one of the problems prior to the ADA is they were always afraid of saying the wrong thing. And society is very good at calling people out when they say the wrong thing. Unfortunately, that makes people kind of go into their shell, afraid to do say or do the wrong thing, to not offend. So now that more people are included in their daily life, you know, we can work with people through outreach efforts and really tell them the best thing to say is hello and create those relationships. And while the infrastructure improvements have been the most tangible, obvious things, I think those neighborhood relationships and personal relationships have probably been the most important benefit of the ADA.
How does, Mike, how does the Bethesda fit into the ADA itself? What's the relationship between Bethesda and the Americans with Disabilities Act?
Well, as I was listening to Mark with his historical understanding and talking about the ADA, I was reflecting on the role that Bethesda's played not only within the Lutheran Church, but in the broader sense of the country over this last century plus. And if you look at the history of how we as an organization were founded by German Lutherans here in Wisconsin, and the fact that people stepped out during that time frame through a walk with God to serve people, at that time it was youth. Literally, Bethesda was essentially an orphanage for people with intellectual developmental disabilities. Our organization's been ahead of the curve. In fact, I'd suggest that when you look at what the ADA has done for people, we've been doing that for over 100 years. And an organization like ours, being able to essentially be a light on that hill in the distance to provide opportunities for people where otherwise they wouldn't have opportunities. I mean, the ADA today, it's awesome that it exists. It's awesome that President Bush signed that in his law. It's great that our public policy focus had changed over the years, because there was many people for decades who wanted to see that happen and probably never had a chance to see that happen, and it did happen. And we've been in organizations that have been fighting for people's rights with intellectual and developmental disabilities that predated the ADA. And the things that we do today go way beyond just the minimum standards, how we serve people, the faith that we're able to exercise through our mission as Lutherans, as Christians, the way that we can serve people, the quality of service that we provide them in the context of ensuring that they're able to get to church on Sundays, ensuring that they can live the lives that they want to make their life the most beautiful it can be in terms of their choices, whether it be employment, whether it be transporting, like I said, to get to church or to see a physician or to see friends. On a daily basis, we go way beyond where the ADA is at as a standard. And it's a standard for society, but as an organization that walks this faith every single day, we're out there literally ensuring that people have a great life. And so as I think about where the ADA is at, it has been for the last 26 years, it's organizations like Bethesda and sister organizations like ours that had literally fought for that for many, many decades to ensure that people have what they have today.
How is the campaign coming along for Abby and advocacy?
Yeah, in fact, just got an update right before our talk today. We've had a matching campaign over the last 24 hours. It's still running right now. In fact, it's still out there on our website at BethesdaLutheranCommunities.org. And essentially what we've got is a situation where we're trying to raise funds for Abby and other advocates to have the resources to be able to go and talk to public policymakers. As of today, we've met, I think, about two-thirds of our goal of where we're at. If there's anybody in your listening audience that wants to participate as well, we'd love to have their participation in this. We have a donor that's willing to match up to $8,000 as far as a match goes for the effort today. Very generous donor. And they want to see this happen as well. So we're doing well. We still have about a third of the way to go. And if there's anybody out there who would like to help us with this and help people like Abby to provide her the resources to be able to share her faith, to be able to share her walk with people in the public policy space, we're arms wide open. So we'd love to have you come help us.
Very good. Very good. Mark, are there misconceptions about the Americans with Disabilities Act that we could clear up today?
I'm not sure there's a lot of misconceptions about it. Some of the issues that were identified initially as problems were dealt with. There were amendments. So it's I think people in general embrace the ADA and the principles behind it. It's just to amplify one of the things that Mike said, one of the things that really struck me as soon as I came to Bethesda from the Hill was that we were so proud of the ADA because it was this landmark piece of legislation, but the spirit and intent of the ADA was already embodied in Bethesda, especially some of our direct support professionals. And it really struck me about the important role that Bethesda and other organizations play, because what's codified in the ADA just comes naturally to the staff that work here. And for what was a huge, big deal for us to pass in Congress was just sort of the state of being for the staff and the people supported by Bethesda. So it really, really made me proud to be part of this organization and, you know, to see that that Congress can do so much, but that really all the work, the good work is done at this level by organizations like Bethesda.
Absolutely. We're very grateful for the work of Bethesda. Mike, let's give the website so folks can find out more about the campaign and if they want to support so that Abby and others can continue to be advocates.
Absolutely. Our website is BethesdaLutheranCommunities.org. If you went out to Google as well and just typed in Bethesda Lutheran Communities, I'm sure you'd find it that way as well. We, like I said, we've got our campaign going on still for people like Abby and some other advocates across the country. And Andy, it's always a pleasure to get the opportunity to talk with you and be on KFUO. And I just as Team Bethesda, I want to say our thanks to you and what you do for not just the KFUO mission, but God's mission and being able to spread the good news like you do. We're active listeners up here in Watertown. I wanted you to know that. So if you see your ratings spike today, we got a lot of people who are dialed up. So I want to say thanks to you as a colleague and as a brother in Christ, and thanks for what you're doing on a daily basis to serve people. It's really great what you guys do, and I just can't say thanks enough.
Well, thanks for the encouragement. I appreciate it. And, you know, we like to be able to share stories like this, like Bethesda's story, because of the work that you're doing, that bringing that mercy of Christ to individuals and families who need that support. And we're grateful that we have the opportunity to share your story. Well, glad that that Bethesda Lutheran Communities are now regular listeners. Glad to hear that and hope that that continues strong. Mark, what's it been like coming from the Hill to Bethesda, being now with Bethesda for a little while? What's it like serving in a different environment like that?
Well, when I left the Hill, I had every intention of working for a nonprofit, because one of the things that was clear to me in meeting with constituents in D.C. was that, again, the real work was being done by nonprofits like Bethesda, and they were accomplishing so much with so few resources comparatively, that I was anxious to get in this field. So when I first came to Bethesda, it was quite a hike. I intended to stay here for a year or two, and I've been here 20 years. So, you know, I think that speaks volume to what I think of this organization and our wonderful mission.
Very good. Glad to hear it. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today. We're going to learn more about Bethesda in the second half of the program. We'll learn more about what Bethesda is up to today and, how you can help too. Mike Thurtle, President and CEO of Bethesda Lutheran Communities, thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day today.
Absolutely. Mark Hagen, Corporate Director of Public Policy at Bethesda, thanks for being my guest.
Thanks so much for your time, Andy.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll continue our conversation on Bethesda Lutheran Communities, the great work that they're doing, and what it takes to provide care and support for individuals with disabilities. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
A new pro-life campaign by Secular Pro-Life is popping up on social media, and it's called #HelloHyde. It's a celebratory effort to mark the 40th anniversary of the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits the use of tax dollars to fund abortion through Medicaid. Medicaid provides health services to our nation's poor individuals, and the Hyde Amendment is credited with saving over 1 million lives. The Hello Hyde campaign features pictures and messages from people who've been saved from abortion over the years. It puts human faces on this life-saving legislation. Pro-abortion activists are working to force you and me to pay for abortion with our tax dollars. Let's respond with positive action by promoting Hello Hyde. Every life is a cherished gift from God.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Hi, this is Pastor Mark Azil, the LCMS Director of Campus Ministry and the Chancellor of LCMSU, inviting you to join us right here on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. in the Student Union. If you can't make it, Student Union is always available as a podcast at kfuo.org. Learn more about LCMSU at lcmsu.org. And remember, college is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help.
The Student Union is underwritten by Lutheran High School Association.
Hi, I'm Grace Kane, a junior at Lutheran High School South in St. Louis. Every day, I can grow in my faith with Christian faculty and other young believers. Together, we grow in the challenging academic environment at Lutheran South. Thanks to my school, I'm ready to not just go to college, but excel in college and throughout the rest of my life. Have you checked out Lutheran schools lately? Learn more at lhssstl.org. That's lhssstl.org.
Hi, I'm Andy Bates, host of Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO, and I'd like to let you know about a new free resource to assist you and your family as you join together in prayer. Visit lcms.org/unwrappingthegifts to find litanies, table graces, and more to support you in your times of prayer as a family. That's lcms.org/unwrappingthegifts.
This is Pastor Matt Youngblood Clark.
And Pastor Jolly John Lukumsky.
Inviting you to listen to Wrestling with the Basics.
30 minutes of laughter and the Word of God.
Saturday mornings at 9:05 on KFUO AM 850.
Or on demand at kfuo.org.
Whoa.
We put the fun in the fundamentals.
Saturday mornings at 9 on KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, this is Pastor Harrison. Let me tell you about something new and exciting. We call it Life Together, a monthly digital digest where I'll be sharing news and highlights from Synod publications and multimedia outlets. There'll be something for everyone. Each digest will be delivered to your inbox, showing how we live and work together to proclaim the gospel and bear Christ's mercy to one another in our congregations, communities, and the world. Please be sure to subscribe today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are talking about the Americans with Disabilities Act today and Bethesda Lutheran Communities, who does great work of mercy to support individuals and their families affected by disabilities. Joining me now, Sean O'Connell, Director of Annual Giving at Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm very well. And you?
I can't complain about a thing. It's great to be with you this morning.
Sean, tell me a little bit about how you came to Bethesda. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure thing. Well, I've worked in the area of nonprofits for a few years, and especially in the development department, trying to raise funds for wonderful causes such as Bethesda's, enhancing lives of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And my role as Director of Annual Giving, I help share the stories about how Bethesda is making connections throughout the country with the people that we support. And that information, those stories are given to our donors, they're given to the people that are very active in our communities, people who are active in the mission of Bethesda, whether they're volunteers or whether they're our own staff, employees within the organization. Anyone who wants to hear about the great work being done and the good news being spread, I help make that part of my work each day.
Well, very good. Glad to hear that you find joy in your work there at Bethesda.
Absolutely. It's a great mission, great organization.
What are some of the unique things about Bethesda today that Bethesda does?
Well, it's interesting. KFUO and Bethesda share a very similar mission in terms of spreading the good news. You guys are the messengers of good news, and Bethesda seeks to enhance people's lives with disabilities through sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And when we're talking about this week-long celebration of the anniversary of the ADA, we know that inclusion is a huge part of what we do. And so the people we support are active members in our communities. They're out working in the places that we visit for groceries or for the things that we need. They're working out at our local gyms. You see them at the library. And the work of Bethesda is creating environments that allow people to live their lives in the way that they want and in the method that is most fulfilling to them. And so the people that Bethesda supports are out amongst the community and doing that. And we see them every day. We may not even know that they're part of Bethesda, and that's the beauty of the legislation that we're celebrating this week.
Absolutely. Tell me about some of the programs of Bethesda that make a difference in the lives of individuals and families.
Sure thing. One of the profound ways that we support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities is through the services that we offer, whether it's through our group homes that are throughout the country, our day programs that we operate to allow people to learn various skills and to interact with individuals that they know and are part of their lives. We also have some tremendous faith supports that we're involved in. We are very active with many congregations throughout the country where we introduce the individuals we support with the people that gather on Sunday mornings to pray, whether it's Bible study, whether it's opportunities to engage in various community works that go on through the churches. One of the things that we pride ourselves in is that we make introductions and that we show people that individuals with disabilities are capable and willing and excited about doing the things that we do in our ordinary lives. And a huge part of that happens at church and getting people to meet the people we support. And it's a profound way that they embrace our mission and really love the people that they get to know.
I enjoyed this past year, learning about the new venture of Bethesda College. And wow, that was just great to hear about that.
Absolutely, Andy. Our partnership with Concordia University here in Wisconsin has allowed us to develop a two-year post-secondary certificate program where people with intellectual and developmental disabilities can realize that dream of receiving a college education. And perhaps a lot of us, maybe some of your listeners this morning, you know, we take that for granted, the ability to go to school, to learn, to acquire skills that can help us with employment and having the dignity of going to work each day. And individuals with disabilities were never really able to achieve that dream of theirs. And Bethesda College is this incredible, profound partnership that allows the individuals that we support to be on a college campus, to interact with the students, whether it's in the residence halls, whether it's at chapel, whether it's in clubs and activities, and also knowing the joy of learning and the benefits of an education in the classroom. And so we were so excited to just recently celebrate on May 14th the first class from Bethesda College who graduated and is now moving on to bigger things in their lives in terms of employment and that dignity, I said, of having a work experience in their lives.
I had the privilege of talking with one of the graduates, as well as the family members of another graduate from Bethesda College at Concordia, Wisconsin. And you could just hear both in the student and the parents' voices and in their stories what a huge difference this has made for them and how unique this opportunity is and how grateful they were for to be given this opportunity.
Isn't that enthusiasm amazing, Andy? It just shows the great work that's being done and how important those partnerships are with Bethesda and a place like Concordia University in Wisconsin.
And not just for the students with disabilities, but also for all the students, as Bethesda became a part of the Concordia University Wisconsin campus and community there. All the students who had a chance to interact with the Bethesda students learned something, and something very valuable that they can take with them into the next chapter of life as well.
Absolutely. You know, Andy, when George H.W. Bush signed the ADA legislation into law, he made a comment where he said, "Let the shameful wall of exclusion finally come tumbling down." And I think Bethesda College is a prime example of that opportunity for inclusion with the people we support, but also with the students who are at Concordia, and that interaction and that love. And I had the opportunity to visit the campus and to just see the smiles and the friendships that were formed and are still being formed with the students that are attending Bethesda College at Concordia. It's really remarkable and a true gift.
I'm sure it provided many insights for the students at Concordia, as well as some just in opening their minds to who can serve and how they can serve as they realized, as they saw these Bethesda students being an important part of the community in the ways that they served on campus. I understand many of the Bethesda students served internships on campus or in the community as a way of learning, but also that gave them an opportunity to serve and give back to that very community as well.
And they're excited about doing that. You're absolutely right. They love their communities. They love being a part of organizations, missions. They're active. And the people we support have a great joy, whether it's going to work, whether it's studying, whether it's participating in events. They take a great sense of pride in the communities that they live and that they worship in and where they belong. And it's really an affirmation of the good work that Bethesda does in helping that inclusivity become a realization in not just the lives of people with disabilities, but in the lives of all of us who pray together, work together, and live together.
Well, I'm glad that the that Bethesda College at Concordia University, Wisconsin has really done, has been a tremendous service both to the Concordia students and the Bethesda students and their families. And just it was great to get to hear that and report on that this year. What ways does Bethesda support in local communities? You know, we've talked about in Wisconsin, but in local communities, maybe in the local congregation, how can Bethesda be helpful there?
Well, I think Bethesda is always trying to make connections that are going to continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And one of the stories that I wrote not too long ago was about a wonderful person Bethesda supports in Colorado named Gavin. And Gavin has become completely active in his local parish community. And before, he didn't really have a place to worship. He didn't have a place to pray. And this church invited him, welcomed him with open arms, and included him in Bible studies. They have him participating in the liturgy. They have him joining for various events of fellowship. And people are starting to understand and realize that Bethesda is alive and well, and it is so excited to be partnering with local parishes in the community and be an active member of engagement and that life of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ through the supports that we offer.
And tell me about some of those supports that might be helpful for local congregation.
Well, a lot of the supports with the Bethesda individuals that we support revolve around daily activities that, as I maybe said before, in terms of Bethesda College, that we take for granted. I mean, vocational supports and allowing people to realize that their lives are a part of all of ours. And so if that's job coaching and placement and employment opportunities in the community, so so that when someone at church sees a Bethesda individual, and then later they see them at the local grocery store, they can say, hey, that's Gavin. I know him from church, and we pray together, and we talk about our faith and Bible study, and you know, also here he is helping me with my groceries or helping me find something that that I don't know exactly where it is at the store. So those connections become part of an ingrained sense of purpose and life and of who we are. And ultimately, isn't that what the ADA legislation was all about? It continues to live and breathe and move in our daily lives, is that people with disabilities do extraordinary, profound things, and they've been doing them for a long time. And now we see the benefits and we hear about these stories and see people who live active, faith-filled lives, and they're just on fire with Christ and with the community that they're a part of.
I one of the resources available on the Bethesda website is Building on the Rock, Preparing for First Communion and Confirmation, one of the resources we've used at our congregation, and very helpful for the local parish, for pastors or DCEs or parents as they catechize. It's a great way for a great resource for catechesis for individuals with developmental or intellectual disabilities.
And, you know, Andy, our religious life team works extremely hard on creating those support documents and that catechism, as you said, so that individuals with disabilities feel comfortable when they learn about their faith and when they learn how important church is and the life of Christ is in their life. And, of course, that takes on a different level than perhaps other people learn. And so our religious life team works exceptionally hard to make it seamless for congregations to help individuals with disabilities learn about the life that comes from our Lord Jesus and to celebrate that in their own lives. And you know what, Andy, they do it with smiles on their faces, and they're so excited, they're so enthusiastic. It's such a joy to see.
What are ways that we can be involved? What are ways that we can help, whether it's in our congregation or supporting Bethesda?
Great question, Andy. One of the things that we really want to continue to do is to make those congregational connections and allow Bethesda to tell people about our story. As Mike said, you know, we've been around for over 100 years, and the good work that we're doing continues on. And a lot of people know about us, and a lot of people don't. And we want to share that story with the Christian congregations and to tell people that, hey, we have individuals that live in your communities, and they want to pray, and they want to worship, and they want to be part of this beautiful parish community. And will you welcome them? Will you have them come in and perhaps learn a little bit about their lives and know who they are and see what their story is, because they're craving that. They want to be included and accepted into those communities. And so we love to give presentations at church communities. We love to tell people our stories. In fact, just last week I was down at the LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans, and it was a wonderful opportunity to talk to so many young people excited and enthusiastic and on fire with their faith about Bethesda and the work that they're doing. And I had literally hundreds of people say, tell me what this is. How can I learn more about it? What can we do at our own parish to support Bethesda? Can we come visit you guys in Wisconsin or another location where we're near to? And it was just incredible. It was so amazing to see these young people, over 25,000 gathered, and so many of them had an interest in knowing more about, how can I be a part of individuals' lives who have disabilities? I want to do that.
I have to agree with you. I was at the gathering as well, and probably about 500 feet, I guess, away from where your booth was, and meeting many of those young people as well. And I was very encouraged by the interest that the young people, the youth of the LCMS, take in others and caring for others and showing mercy to others. I was intrigued by just how caring and compassionate this generation may be, just through their words, and many of them taking time to stop and listen and learn about our, you know, about KFUO and other organizations as well. That they were very polite. I was encouraged by that, because quite often in many settings, especially in media, our young people get a bad rap. They don't get represented fairly, and so I think you bring up a good point that young people of our church today do have an interest in mercy and caring for others.
It really was a breath of fresh air to see so many polite kids and those who had expressed a great interest in learning about their faith and learning about all those organizations that you saw being active members of a great community to spread the good news of Jesus Christ throughout the world. So I wish they could do that event every year. I know it happens only every 3 years. It was my first time, but it was incredible, and it was just a joy to introduce more young people who perhaps one day will be our future leadership at Bethesda. You never know in the future how they might come to be involved with our organization, but it was just an incredible experience.
Have you recovered yet from all the walking?
I have. You know, my Wisconsin body is not used to New Orleans heat, but I have recovered from the walking, and but I'm still coming down from, you know, that the celebratory events of the entire conference. It was incredible.
Sure, sure. Well, what are other ways that that we can serve and show mercy to others in our community, especially through Bethesda?
Well, as Mike and Mark said earlier, the great way to learn more about Bethesda and the work that we do is to visit our website, www.bethesdalutherancommunities.org. It has all the information about our programs, our services, the good work that we're doing. It also has news and events and things that are happening. I mean, there's stuff and exciting stories that are occurring every day in the lives of the people we support, and we try to capture that as well as we can and to showcase that on our website so people understand exactly what Bethesda is doing and how we're changing, hopefully, people's understanding of individuals with disabilities. So I'd encourage you to check out the website and encourage all your fan base to do that as well at www.bethesdalutherancommunities.org and see the great work that's being done. But also when you're at church and when you're interacting with your local congregations, to definitely inquire if Bethesda is a part of the community, if they can come to give a presentation. We'd be more than happy to do that and to tell our story, because in my role, I tell a lot of stories about the people we serve, but every employee of Bethesda, as Mike said, over 4,000 people are really ambassadors for our organization, and they know the stories well. They know the people that are supported extremely well, and they have a great love and desire to tell the good work Bethesda is doing to anyone who wants to listen.
What is a story that, from your experience, that really epitomizes the work of Bethesda and the people you serve?
Great question, Andy. In fact, I was just talking with one of our ministry consultants who's located in the Portland, Oregon area, and he's a wonderful man, and he interacts daily with the individuals supported. And I asked him, you know, is there a scripture passage or something that you use when you're working with people with disabilities to help them understand and learn about their faith? And he said, Sean, that's a great question. In fact, something that I found is right from the Gospel of John, John 3:16, that gospel message that the world is a gift to us because of God's sacrificial love in his son, Jesus Christ, and that he literally gave his son not just for a select group of people, but for all of us, and that includes people with disabilities. And when the ministry consultant was telling me this story, he said the individual I was talking to really grasped that concept and really understood that idea that God loves everyone, including this individual, so much that he was willing to give his son so that all of us could have life and have life to the fullest, and that our mission going forth now is to spread that good news to anyone and all people who are willing to listen and to learn more. So that was really a great conversation that I had with him to see how the incredible work of the religious nature of our nonprofit organization and our tradition, our heritage, our founding, our platform in Jesus Christ is making a difference in the lives with disabilities. Because you know what? Andy, there's lots of organizations that can serve people with disabilities, but what Bethesda has is something radically different. We can support people with disabilities and tell them and teach them and showcase our love of Christ and the way that God moves in their lives. And that's what people are craving, and that's what people want.
I discovered something on the Bethesda website earlier that the Get Involved button at the top of the Bethesda website, BethesdaLutheranCommunities.org, a handy little tool to find ways to get involved and be a part of what Bethesda is doing, which takes you to a page with a plethora of ways to be involved and to support the work that Bethesda does. Tell me a little bit about some of the ways the donate, thrift shop, auxiliary, disabilities ministries, advocate, attend an event, volunteer, scholarships, and then the last one, shop.
Well, that's it's a great button that you found there off of our website. I encourage people to look at it. The advocacy elements, I think Mike and Mark were excellently described some of those in coordination with the ADA anniversary, but our thrift shops are an incredible place where individuals with disabilities actually work and volunteer in our thrift shops, not to mention tons of volunteers throughout the country who are involved in our thrift shops. And it's a way for us to not only access and become part of communities, but a way of sharing the material goods that we have and a way to allow people to see how Bethesda is active in the community. And of course, the donations, the revenue that comes from our thrift shops helps support our mission and continue the good work that we do. The shop button that you saw is the online store where you can purchase various training videos that can help understand how people with disabilities might learn a little bit more about their faith and the faith resources that are extremely important to them. The people that we support at Bethesda make some incredible little gifts as well that people can see. In fact, we just had our golf outing on Monday, and everybody who was at the golf outing received a little fire starter. And those fire starters are made by individuals who are part of our day programs, and they're a nifty little way to start that warm fire in the winter at your house. And they work incredibly well and are a great gift to give to people. But there's so many things that Bethesda does to share its mission and its identity with people that you can see here. Volunteering is an incredible way to be involved with our mission. We have tons of events that happen throughout the year, and volunteers are central to what we do, and we so value and love them and the help that they provide. And, of course, the donation button is obviously a huge critical part of our mission. We give thanks and praise and pray for our benefactors on a daily basis and those who have been supporting Bethesda for many, many, many years. And oftentimes they heard about us through their churches. They hear about us on our social media pages, which we're very active in, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And they decide after some prayer that they want to give to Bethesda and support the work that we do, because we ultimately can't be sustainable and continue the mission and the good work that happens unless we have the donor base behind us and the people willing to invest and partner with us in that work that we're doing. So please check that out and encourage people to visit. But as Mike was saying, the specific campaign that we're organizing this week in celebration of the ADA anniversary is to showcase how advocacy is an important part of our mission and the work that we do. And this $8,000 matching gift that came from a longtime, very generous donor to Bethesda is a great way for people to become involved. And I had checked right before I got on the phone with you. I think we're about halfway there to our goal. I think we're close to $4,000. And we have until Friday to reach the rest of that extra, another additional $4,000 for that matching gift. And people can find that story about Abby Testman and the donation by going to www.BethesdaLutheranCommunities.org, and then it's /ADA2016. And they can also link it through our website as well.
Very good. Thank you so much, Sean O'Connell, Director of Annual Giving at Bethesda. Thanks so much for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you, Andy. It was wonderful to talk to you and to learn more about your program.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure to talk with you as well. Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word, right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for over 90 years.